This is the weapon system the Ukrainian president says his country needs to fight the Russians. The German-made Leopard 2 main battle tank, seen here during a NATO exercise in Lithuania. It's both heavier and faster than many of the tanks Russia is using in Ukraine, and widely used by other European countries, several of whom now want to re-export them to Kyiv.
To end the conflict, we need to arm Ukraine so the Ukraine is able to defend itself and Russia is not able to push through with this agenda of imperialism and stealing territory. And of course, I would very much welcome if Germany approves the at least licenses or would put own tanks for export to Ukraine.
On Tuesday, the Poles formally asked Germany to allow them to do just that. So far, at least, the German government has not made a clear decision.
As for the question on Leopard tanks, there is not yet a new position. I have always said that I'm counting on a decision being made soon, and that remains my view.
The view from NATO is clear. While anti-aircraft weapons and missiles can defend against air attack, and armored personnel carriers can transport troops to the fighting, the strategic value of heavy armor to punch through the front lines is clear.
Battle tanks are, of course, important, both to be able to repel Russian new offensives, but also for Ukraine to be able to retake territory, to win and to prevail as a sovereign independent nation in Europe.
But there is another angle to a decision by Germany to release the Leopard 2s. Some believe it could lead to an escalation in the war and to a worsening of relations between Berlin and Moscow. A Kremlin spokesperson said on Tuesday they are already at a low point.
And that is the problem facing Olaf Scholz. The legacy of the Second World War hangs heavy on German governments. Tanks like these helped the USSR defeat Nazi Germany. And yet 80 years later, it's modern German tanks that might help defeat Russia in Ukraine. Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, at the Soviet War Memorial in Berlin.